It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our first summer edition of Laker Hockey Talk. It's Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten, the head coach of the Lakers. And we're going to do this as we did last summer to keep you updated on what's going on with Laker hockey. And we'll have a show every month, May, June, July, August, and September, before we start a new season early in October. And our first show is going to be jam-packed. We've got a lot to talk about here. Damon, welcome to the show again. We're going to be podcasting this show as well, so people will be able to listen to it. If they miss it at 8:30 on a Thursday morning on ESPN Radio, they can listen to it at their leisure by just hitting the tab and checking it out on Sovereign Communications website. So lots to talk about, and I think the first thing we should talk about is the nice little extension that you and your staff got, the university giving you an extra 4 years to build this program. I think that takes a lot of stress off you and your families, and you can do this thing the way you want to do it.
Yeah, no, certainly excited and appreciative of the opportunity to continue to lead the program. And, you know, obviously our close fans and people who follow the university in total know, you know, all the turnover that we've had here. So this was a really long process going back to before Dr. Plager, you know, tragically passed away. We'd been working on it back then, and then we, you know, had an opening president in our at the top leadership level, and then Chris Dunbar left as athletic director. So it was kind of done a year or so ago, and then we just kind of put the pause on it as we were waiting for a new president and a new athletic director. So it's been in works for a long time, and you know, we're certainly excited as a family, as a staff, you know, both for myself and my wife Angie and our kids, but also Rich and Mike and their families, to continue you know, on at Lake State. And we've got work to do. There's no question about that. We had a town hall on Monday night with some season ticket holders and some loft holders, and talked a little bit of how last year, you know, on paper, 14 months ago, 13 months ago, would have been that big step. You know, we would have, I think we had a chance to crack into home ice and compete for a championship. And then the NHL came calling, and some other early departures with Hedrick and Morgan, and, you know, really affected the depth of our team and what we look like. And so it was certainly, you know, not the year we had on plan, on paper, you know, going back as we project out lineups, you know, 2 years out, 4 years out, things like that. And unfortunately, you don't just turn around and make a trade or draft somebody or you know, get a draft pick in place. It's a recruiting process that, you know, takes time to get the talent and depth built up. So it was disappointing, no question about it. But again, we've got a great plan in place. We're going to have a really good team next year. I know we'll get into that, including the recruits. But yeah, we're really excited about the direction of the program, and really excited that we'll be around in this community for a long time. It's been really nice to get more and more ingrained in the community over the last 4 years, and can't wait for these next four.
Well, it's interesting, and it's gonna give some solidarity to the program for at least the next 4 years. And you know, we lost some pretty good hockey players to matriculation, to graduation this year, and we lost a couple of others who have left the program. Matt McArdle, a defenseman who could have played another year. Jake Hand, a forward. Are there any other players who won't be back this year before we get into the new guys who are coming in?
No, just, you know, you mentioned the matriculation guys. JT Hankey, who had a good year offensively for us, and the three senior defensemen, Aiden Wright, Kyle Chatham, and Ryan Wren. So, you know, those guys will exit due to graduation. Matt McArdle's graduating as well, and that allows him to look at a graduate transfer, and we might see him next year with our opponents. So that'll be nice to see Matt and his new opportunity there. But that's, you know, today that's all we expect. But you never know, you know, whether it's an NHL, you know, you see guys like Kyle Jean go to an NHL camp, have a good camp, and they get a contract. So we'll see what happens. We have a handful of guys that will be going off to camps, and, you know, we'll kind of cross our fingers and hope we get those guys back. Obviously, you know, still a young team in a lot of ways last year with only four seniors. So we hope everybody else is back, and it'll be our deepest group and most talented group that we've had since we've been here.
You got some really good players returning to the core of this team is back. You've got guys like Diego Cuglietta and Gage Terrell, Anthony Nellis, Max Humitz, Colin Sackleman. That's the makings of a pretty good team. In goal, you're pretty good there. You've got experience. You got Mittens with a year under his belt. Bengert, who's going to get a chance to show what he can do. Roman Bengert. And Nick Kossoff will be a senior.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a good group. There's no question about it. I know, looking at some numbers, we returned 75% 75% of our goal scoring and also 75% of our total scoring. So offensively, we have some experience. It'll be the first time where, you know, in our time here, that young guys don't have to step in and be counted on to play in all key situations and match up against junior seniors from other team. We'll be able to bring a guy like Ash and Calder in and play him with a junior and a senior and not really, you know, put everything. When Diego and Gage and Mitch came in, they were thrown right to the wolves. You know, we had a Perfetto to show some of those guys around, but for the most part, these young guys really had to grind early on, and it's not overly fair to those guys. So we're excited that we'll have those guys. You mentioned a couple names. You know, we'll have great leadership, and again, for the first time, our captains will be guys that play in all situations. We knew it'd be challenging the last couple of years with some of our leaders because they didn't maybe play in critical situations or even dress for every game. And I think any coach, any leader, you know, you want your leaders of your team to be in every key situation. You know, if they got to get up and speak and demand attention in the locker room, they have to be able to back it up by going on the ice and playing and contributing. So our captains will be Diego Cuglietta and Gage Terrell wearing a C, guys that have played, a ton of hockey for us. They'll be joined with A's by Anthony Nellis and Colin Sockerman. And those three senior forwards, they will end up over the last 10, 12 years among maybe the top two or three, but certainly in the top five of career points in the last 12 or 15 years of Laker hockey. So guys have been around. They've played in key situations. Same thing with Colin Sockerman. He's a power play guy. He's a penalty kill guy. He's a heart and soul guy. He'll eat pucks. He'll make hits. So a really strong leadership group, and we're looking forward to working with them to lead this team.
Yeah, you've got five defensemen coming back, three goaltenders, as we just mentioned, and 12 forwards. That's a good cadre right there to build a program around.
Real good core, yeah. And you brought up the goalies there. I kind of missed that part, but you mentioned Nick Kossoff back as a senior. Had a great finish to the year and shown flashes of brilliance through his career. And we're looking for him to put together his best year and lead this group. And Merrick Mitten, same thing. It was interesting talking to Merrick at exit meetings. He came in as a younger goaltender. He had a year or two left of junior hockey. We felt he was ready. He felt he was ready, and he was surprised at how difficult that jump was. But you saw what he could do down the stretch run and how good he'll be. And then a guy, Roman Bangert, who wasn't eligible to play last year due to an NCAA ruling. He's a 4.0 student, a great kid. He was a Manitoba Junior Hockey League goalie of the year. He was brought in to play games and have a chance to take a run at this job. So, again, the best depth we've had in that position, the deepest we've been, the most talented we've been for that group, and we're looking forward to that.
Got a bunch of newcomers coming in, and I don't know if you've got a list over there that you can just run down. I've got most of the names, I think, but let's talk about some of the new people who are coming in. I think there are five minimum new forwards who are going to join this team this year. I've got three defensemen's names and a couple of others who may or may not be here, and it's going to be good depth, and it looks like this is a pretty good crew. They are high-scoring players. The forwards and the defensemen are experienced. Should be interesting.
Yeah, these guys, a lot of these guys are coming into play. You know, they'll be able to step in and contribute from day one. You can look at some of their track records and see and understand that. But at the same time, it's a lot more competitive than it ever has been in our time here, and that's a really good thing for our program. But you mentioned, we returned six defensemen from last year's team. Five of those guys played a ton of hockey. You know, three freshmen, two sophomores, played almost nearly every game beyond the long-term injuries to Sockerman and Keibel. But joining them will be Jacob Nordqvist. He's played in Frölunda, a great organization back in Sweden. Came over last year, joined the USHL, finished the year in Madison, had a pretty strong year in the USHL as a first-year import. It's not easy to make that league as an import, and Jacob did a really good job. He'll have a little different look than the rest of our D-Corps, our returners, I guess. He's a little bit more of a 5'9", 5'10", just an elite puck mover. Power play, it doesn't always show up in his point totals. He might be making that third pass or the first pass, doesn't get the point on it, but just an elite vision to make plays, move pucks, puts them to good areas for shooters to one-time pucks. So Jacob, is a guy that can come in and play. Again, playing in Madison in the USHL, that league prepares guys to play at our level, and so we're looking forward to Jacob joining us next season. Mitchell Oliver is another defenseman. I believe he led the BCHL league in goals by a defenseman, tied for the league lead in goals. So he's got an absolute cannon of a shot. He was a captain in Alberni Valley, humanitarian player. Well, so high character, very good player as well. He can do a little bit of everything, probably a little bit like Sockerman in some ways, where he's got some power play ability, but he's also got some bite and some tenacity to him as well. So another guy that, you know, played in the great league and can come and help us play. Alex Semindahl coming in out of Janesville Jets, one of the top franchises in the North American League. Again, Alex is a 98. He's got a chance to, you know, could have went back, played another year, but we think he's ready to come in and contribute. He's a bigger guy, 6'2 or so. If you go back 2 or 3 years, Alec had a lot of hype, NHL draft list, drafted a couple times USHL, you know, maybe fell off that a little bit, and now he's kind of peaking again and getting back to that high-level hockey. So a real good skater at a 6'2", 6'3 frame, defends extremely well, has got some physicality to his game. And again, coming from a very successful team in Janesville, his current coach, Gary Shuchuk, you know, coaching college hockey, has him very well prepared to come in. And his dad played. His dad played at University of Wisconsin, played pro hockey, so a good family there as well. So that'll round out our D-Corps with our six returning guys. I think last year we carried 10D. We'll be down to 9D this year, which is good because we have players and depth, the guys who can play. It'll be very competitive. Up front, we got five guys to talk about, as you mentioned. Owen Guy we'll start with. Owen Guy missed a little bit of time this year. I went down to Cedar Rapids last year in the USHL from Ottawa. You know, had a shoulder injury, had to have surgery in the offseason, so came back, had a great year in Ottawa this year, missed a little bit of time. He ended up maybe top three or top five in points per game, more like 8 or 10 in overall points because of that, those couple of weeks he missed. You know, and again, I think he was second or third in the league in goal scoring in that league as a captain of Ottawa. They're currently playing in the Royal Bank Cup, so I think the first time in their franchise history that they've made it to the Royal Bank Cup. So they're out in Chilliwack, British Columbia right now competing for that. They lost in a shootout last night to Wenatchee, and I think they're one win and two overtime losses. So they should be moving on to the semifinals in the next couple days to compete for the Canadian National Championship, which is a pretty special thing to do. One of his teammates will be joining him, Pierre-Luc Viette. So Pete plays in Ottawa as well. Pete had 33 goals on the season, which was second in that league. And again, a top three or five scorer in the Ottawa Junior Hockey League. Smaller kid, an elite skater. He's a bit of a burner there. So he's got real good speed that he'll add to our lineup. He's got a tenacity to him as well. You know, as much as he can make plays and set guys up, again, with those 33 goals, he's a goal scorer. And that's something that, you know, we've tried to address within our team, but certainly this recruiting class as well. So Pete will, again, be a guy we think can step in and play. Also joining them will be Melvin Carlson. We anticipate still some work to do. Melvin has not come to the States at all to play into junior hockey. He's playing back home in Rogel, another well-known junior franchise in the Swedish top junior league. And again, Melvin leads his Rogel team in scoring. He wears a letter for them back there. And I think he's a 12th or 13th or so in the league in scoring. He's a little bit down, but on a little bit more of a low-scoring team in Rogel. Big kid. He's got a real good stick. Can score goals once again, but also plays hard and heavy, especially for, you know, playing an Olympic sheet over there in Sweden. So he'll have a little bit, you know, tougher transition being his first time in the States with the language, with the diet, things like that on an NHL sheet. But he's a big, strong body that can score goals, and we're really excited about him. Two more guys to go over. Miroslav Muka. Miro is a Shattuck graduate. He's been over in the States for 6-8 years, something like that, quite a while. So he did almost his entire schooling at the prestigious Shattuck St. Mary's school. That's produced a lot of guys, and a lot of guys we've had on our roster as well. Miro played in Minot in the North American Hockey League. They actually just lost out 2 or 3 days ago in the Robertson Cup Finals. A little bit of a surprise. They kind of had just an okay regular season. Led by Murrow in scoring and goals. He had 33 goals. I think it's 33 again. It seems to be a common number. Maybe 31, I think, for Murrow. Ended up second or third in goal scoring in the North American Hockey League. Again, on a team that didn't score a lot. And then they really peaked in the playoffs, led by Murrow, to advance to the Robertson Cup Finals, upset Fairbanks, and moved on to the championship game. You know, Rich tells a great story on Murrow when we were recruiting him. We reached out to Tom Ward, who's a longtime coach at Shattuck St. Mary's with the Buffalo Sabres now, and Wardo just kind of said he's maybe the best human being I've ever coached. Just a tremendous team guy, tremendous culture guy, very dedicated to his craft and being a hockey player, and again, a great student coming out of Shattuck St. Mary's. So a real good fit to us culturally, and another goal scorer with a natural goal scoring ability. So he'll be a good addition as well. And the last forward that's you know at this point planned on coming in is Ashton Calder, a name we all know well in our community. Again, Ashton's coming off a really good year. Spent two seasons ago up in Surrey in the BCHL. Was drafted the past year by Lincoln in the USHL, and he came down to join the Lincoln team. I think he was third or fourth in that Lincoln team in scoring. When they got knocked off in the playoffs, I think it was the second round. He was about fifth or sixth in the league at that point. Obviously, a lot of guys have played more games now. He's kind of dropped down that list, but. Again, Ashton's a guy that has a natural goal-scoring ability. It's not easy to find guys like that, guys who are just natural finishers. Ashton is that guy. If you see him in town this summer, you're going to be impressed by the way he looks. I think one of the biggest challenges we had with Ashton over the last couple of years was his summer habits and his gym habits. He's addressed that last summer and this summer. He looks great. He's 6'1", 6'2". He's a big, strong guy. Has a lot of pro interest because of his frame as well. And again, he's a guy coming out of Lincoln in the USHL. He's ready to play. And we're excited that, again, he'll spot in with some older guys. He won't have to come in and match up against junior seniors with other freshmen. He'll play with some experienced players. Hopefully, you know, some of our guys who can make plays and set guys up because he can score goals. So that's our anticipated group. You know, again, you never know. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the college hockey world. We have some other guys who have signed NLIs in the past that are working through some issues and have the potential to join as well, but that's kind of who we expect at this point to join the program.
Well, that sounds good, and it's kind of exciting. It's always at this time to hear about what some of these kids have done in their junior days. I'm particularly interested in getting to know a little bit more about Carlson. I know he may have a little eligibility issue because he did not play in the States, etc., but that's a good crew right there, and we'll look forward to seeing them on the ice early this coming season.
Yeah, no, it is. I think Rich and Mike did a really good job in identifying our needs, and again, it shifted. You know, this would be what going into Mitch Holtz's senior year. You know, maybe we could have anticipated we probably wouldn't have had Mitch as a senior with his size in his first couple years, but we thought we'd have him last year. You know, Luke Morgan still be in there. Crispin Doulis would now be, I think, a junior. So you know, you have to be nimble. You have to be able to pivot on the recruiting trail, and you know. All of a sudden, you think you're looking for maybe a third line left winger, and you know Mitch Holtz signed, so it changes from that to a top six center, things like that. So I thought Rich and Mike did a really good job of looking at the needs we have to continue to try to skate with more pace, like a guy like Pete Viette will really do. You know, score a little bit more easily when we generate chances, and a lot of those guys bring that ability both on the back end and the front end. So we're excited; it's a good class, and again, joining a really good returning core.
Yeah, there were a lot of other kids who did sign. But they're probably futures. I'm thinking of Dustin Manns, the young man out of Vanderbilt, Michigan, Spencer Denbesti out of Marquette. And you got some other guys who signed a while ago who I don't know if they're still in the plans. Mike Manera, a defenseman, Jake Pulowski, and how about Louis Bedoin, the young man out of France?
Yeah, Chase Pulowski, yep. You know, as you mentioned, a lot of those guys signed, yes, and we do anticipate them all, you know, being here in time. And you know, as we talk about with our recruits and our fans have heard us talk about quite a bit, we talk about being over ready. You know, you need to dominate at your current level, whatever league you're in, before you even have a remote chance of stepping into our level and contributing at the level, you know, we expect from these guys. So those conversations are ongoing. As we said, if we have a departure unexpected at this point, then we have those guys to go back to. And, you know, one or two or three of those guys, you know, probably could step in and play. But, you know, we're excited for Mike Manera to go back to Omaha and have a dominant year. For Dustin Manns, probably go back to Prince George. He got drafted by Muskegon in this past USHL draft, but Dustin had a great year in Prince George. He led that franchise the furthest they've ever been in the playoffs to the league finals. It was unbelievable what it meant for the city of Prince George. Dustin will go back, be a captain or assistant captain for that team, and be the best player in that league. And that's what we talk about being over ready. And Louis Bedoin, same thing. You know, he'll go back and be the best player in the league. And so we're excited for those guys. And Robert Bluger, Nico Esposito had a great playoff run in Waterloo, and they went. You know, the distance, lost in the league semifinals, and Nico was maybe their best player down the stretch. Now he's got to do it for 6 months and not 2 months or 1 month. So it's a good group we have backing up as well. And, you know, I mentioned the Monday's night as well, Bill. Going back 13, 14 months ago, we were coming off a year were that sophomore class that included, you know, Diego, Nellis, Gage. They were a top scoring class in the entire country of all schools, of all classes. Max Humitz and his class of freshmen, they'll be juniors, I think, next year, if I have that right. They were a top 10 scoring freshman class. So we had stacked up a couple really good classes together and we got hit by departures, and that's going to happen. You know, I think we've got to find a way to be better prepared for that in the future. But, you know, we're not going to stop going after guys that are going to sign NHL contracts and be great pros. Obviously, we want to have that elite talent in our lineup, but we do need to be more prepared for when those departures happen.
Well, we're using up our time on our first show. I knew we'd do this, and we're going to take a break here. We've got a couple of sponsors to hear from. We really appreciate H&R Block and Parker Hardware being part of this summer program, and we'll be right back with more Laker Hockey Talk after this.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success in 2017-18.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Witten. We've been talking personnel. A lot of new faces coming in, and it's very interesting for fans to find out who these players are and what the coaching staff thinks. But we've got other things going on, too. We've got some camps this summer. We've got a golf tournament coming up, which is a major fundraiser for Laker hockey and needs to be supported. And we've got a schedule to talk about. So let's get into the camps and the golf outing first, Damon, and then we'll move into the schedule, which is pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, that's a good segue. Everybody thinks, oh, you're done, you're slow, you know, nothing going on this time of year, and it's almost the opposite. No. Yeah, it's, you know, it gets busier. There's a lot of recruiting going on still. Rich and Mike were on the road last weekend. A lot of camp seasons going on, so we'll continue to be on the road quite aggressively. Even though we don't have a lot of needs, again, you know, we want to make sure we're upgrading. So we're out and about quite a bit. But as you did mention, camp season will get underway before too long. We'll continue to host the Maha Bantam camps coming up in mid to late June. But more so, we just want to let our local community in northern Michigan, everywhere around, know that the LSSU hockey camps will be starting up in July. The first week is July 9th through 13th for all ages, July 16th through 20th for all ages as well, or I guess those younger ages is probably a better way to say that, and then July 23rd through 27th will be the Bantam Midget Week. We will fill up. Last year we had to cap it, so if you're interested in you know, having your son or daughter partake in the LSSU hockey camp, make sure you get online or register. That's the preferred method if you need to come up to Taft. Able. We do have some registrations in-house as well, but they will fill up. So if you want to get in there, make sure you register early before we cap it and close those off. And as you mentioned, the July 13th, our Blue Liner golf outing at the Sioux Country Club. That's a Friday night 9-hole event. Certainly opportunities to be involved in play. We also have sponsorships and different ways to get involved that way. If you're listening and want to help out, you can reach out to myself or our hockey staff or Howard Lettergerber, our Blue Liner president. But that's an important event for our program, so we want to make sure that everybody's aware of that event.
And we've got the schedule. It's out. It came out last week. We start the season very interesting against Scott Borick and the Merrimack team out in Boston area. And that'll be October, I think, 6th and 7th. And then we come home against Nipissing College out of North Bay, Ontario. And then we get right into it. And we don't play at home a lot real early. We do play at home a lot in the month of November. And we do have Michigan in here for Great Lakes State Weekend, which will be a big, big weekend for the Lakers and the Wolverines. And then the schedule is better, I think, than last year. We weren't home at all in the month of February last year, and that just killed us. But This year, it's we play away quite a bit, and we have some tough series. I think we have a back-to-backer with Mankato and Bemidji on different weekends. We go to Alaska twice in there. But it's a little bit better than last year, a little bit more competitive. This is a tough league. There are so many different teams that are so far apart. It's tough to have a good schedule.
It is. It's a major challenge, you know, and we spent some time this summer looking at kind of going to an east-west or a pod system that has some traction and something I think helps. You know, it avoids going to Alaska twice per season for a lot of teams. You know, it's a challenge they have to face with because of their location, but it's not healthy for our players or our league, and we've got to continue to get creative to fix that a little bit. But certainly the 18-19 schedule is much more favorable for our program than last year's, where you mentioned we weren't home the last 4 or 6 weeks. It was just unbelievable that it shook out that way. It should never happen, but it did, and we're excited about this year's schedule and what a twist that will open up at Merrimack with Scott Borg taking over that program. I don't think Scott realized it when we were down in Florida and I approached him, and he just kind of, you know, reflected on the situation that way, and I think he'll enjoy that, and really excited for him to get that opportunity to lead Merrimack. You mentioned Michigan, the Great Lakes State weekend in November. Obviously, you said a great weekend for our university. It's always important for us to get everybody back and show the strides we've made as a university, and obviously to host Michigan for that event and that weekend will be really nice for us to do. Going to the national program just for Christmas, a little chance to go down to Plymouth and play, against the national program's a nice little addition we made late there. And obviously the Great Lakes Invitational is a tournament most of us in Michigan grew up knowing a lot about. And, that'll be nice to play down at Little Caesars Arena, the new venue there, and great competition there. One little tweak from there, we'll go right to Anchorage from there. It probably actually helps us travel-wise. Instead of returning to campus, we anticipate just staying down an extra night in Detroit and then making our way up to Anchorage. And, again, dealing with that second Alaska trip at that point of the season.
Well, it's interesting. Anybody who takes a look at it, you'll be able to find reasons to complain about it. But it beats last year. We are going to be home in the month of February. We'll be able to have a senior night that's not at the end of January as it was this past year. And, hey, we're going to have some really good seniors on this team. It's going to be tough to see some of these guys go. And I'm thinking of Diego and Gage and, hey, Nick. And there are quite a few of them who are last-year players this year.
Yeah, and Anthony Nellis is in that group. And, that's core leadership group. And they've played almost 400 games of college hockey already. Those three forwards are going to end up among our top five or our top three of our top five scorers in the last 10 or 15 years. So they've had impressive careers to this point, and we're really going to rely on them to have career years and be our best players this season. And I feel really good about that. Diego and Gage have been in every situation from day one. Power play, penalty kill, matching up against top lines. Anthony added penalty kill this year, but he's been a top power play guy, been a top six mm-hmm. forward, maybe our best forward down the stretch last year. So we're going to really challenge those guys and also work with them to lead this team in the right way. I'm really excited that our leaders will be on the ice. The game's on the line. We're going to have multiple letters on the ice, and we really haven't had that down the stretch or the last couple of years. So I think that's really important that your leaders are your best players, and so it's going to be nice to have that this season.
All righty, we're flat out of time here this morning. We're going to talk in depth in the month of June about individuals who are returning. We got some good young guys we want to know about. Off-season training programs, things like that, to make sure these guys are ready to play. But Damon, thanks for doing this morning. We'll remind everybody that we're going to have another show right around the middle of June. It'll be on a Thursday morning at 8:30 if you want to listen to it live right here on ESPN Radio. And then it'll be podcast, and you can pick it up, listen to it a second time, or pick it up anytime that you'd like. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Great coming in, talking Laker hockey. Everybody have a great day.
All righty, that's Laker Hockey Talk, our first edition for this summer on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.